Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, your community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show. Holistic and alternative medicine are disciplines that have emerged as a vital resource to both supplement and, in many instances, bolster the health needs of millions of people around the world. Major universities and hospitals are now offering programs that utilize holistic and alternative approaches to healing. This morning, we're going to talk about the benefits of holistic medicine with two very capable guests. Joining me this morning is Vince Feliciano. Vince is a public relations and marketing consultant, wellness coordinator, and a member of the board of directors for Corrective Care Wellness Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that is geared toward natural health and holistic alternatives in North Carolina, reaching out to the sick, elderly, and disadvantaged in the Charlotte community. Also joining me is Ty Kim Spencer. Ty was born in Manhattan, New York. She hails from a long line of proactive, health-conscious folk determined to turn the world on its ear. According to Ty, natural healing is the best way of healing. Ty has raised 5 children with vitamin supplement roots and continues striving toward personal development in the practice of muscular therapy and hands-on healing. At any given point, you may see her or the corrective crew about town, as home visits, like the old-time health care, are the general practice of the day. Ty believes that the best healing also begins at home with attention to diet, exercise, and preventative measures to head off disease at the pass. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am excited about having you here. I wanted to have a discussion about holistic medicine, about alternative medicines, primarily because there are so many people who are looking for alternatives. Traditional or conventional medicine, of course, it has its benefits, but there are people who literally want an alternative. Talk about some of the things that you're doing with regard to alternative medicine.
Well, one of the things that we offer when people come into the office is an answer.
Right.
Many people come to us and they've been to their medical doctor, they've been to various other specialists, and they just are not getting the relief that they need from whatever varying pain that it is. And these are pains that are from degrees of an achy neck, a pain in the back, to the threat of dialysis.
Right, right. And there are various ailments, various pains that people are contending with. Myself, I struggle with high blood pressure, and I'm on a particular type of medication. But I've always been interested in finding either some extract or something that would help bring down my levels. Talk a little bit about what you provide and some of the things that you're doing to help people understand that there is an alternative.
Well, one thing is basically that people don't realize your body has all the components that it needs to get you healthy and to keep you healthy.
Right.
But most times with diet and a lack of nutrients, your body can't do what it's supposed to do naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we educate people when they come in. We educate them on certain things like what their blood type is and the importance of them eating according to their blood type. When they come in and they have conditions already established and they're on a routine of drugs for high blood pressure or any variety of different ailments, then we look at what those things are and we just deal with them as to where they want to go.
Right.
Some people are comfortable with being on their drugs and they have to stay there.
Yeah, yeah.
But some people say, well, I really would like to get away from this entirely, and they've been told that that will never happen.
Vince, you wanted to add?
Yeah, if I could add to that, sure. I myself had very high cholesterol. I mean, astronomically high. When I went to the doctor, I went with my wife, and they reported to me after my blood test that I was actually 895. 895, that's ridiculously high.
Yeah, yeah.
You're supposed to be in the range of somewhere in the 100, 140s, so somewhere around there. He told my wife to get more insurance, life insurance on me, because I was going to be dead by the end of the year.
Wow.
Told me I needed to go and start taking cholesterol pills.
What did that do to you mentally when you were told, you know, you were informed that you need additional life insurance, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess when he said it, he was more being a little lighthearted about it, trying to be funny, but there was some truth to that, too, because I really was in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I wasn't eating healthy. I knew I wasn't being healthy,
yeah.
But I didn't know how bad until I saw the blood results.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, he gave me a prescription for cholesterol pills. And I, just as Ms. Spencer was saying, I didn't want to take cholesterol pills. I'd rather do something natural or an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So I began taking a product, which is one that Ms. Spencer has found works for what her plans are with helping people in the community. And when I started taking that, within 30 days, I knocked it down almost half. From 895, I was down to 545. Still very high, mm-hmm. mind you. But I was turning my life around, and it only took 30 days for this to happen.
Right,
so
right.
So this is what Corrective Care Wellness is all about, is being able to give people alternatives to what the doctors recommend. And we're not against doctors at all. They certainly have a very important role in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want people to know that there are alternatives, especially with all the known dangers that are out there with many of the medical products that they're using.
Now, you know, as I was preparing for the show, I read an extraordinary claim. It was actually profound, and it indicated, and of course, the FDA and the medical field and, you know, the drug industry will dispute it, but it suggested that drugs, prescription drugs, are killing people, or at least in some ways are harmful to the body. Ty, you want to answer that question?
It's a fact. People can go online and they can find this information. If you dig deeper into the roots of the drugs that you're taking, you will find that the information is out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a secret. It's just simply that people have to make a choice as to whether or not they want to do that or they want to try something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, define, if you will, holistic or alternative medicine, or what you're actually practicing.
Well, I do not practice medicine.
Okay.
We'll say that right off the bat. People have called me Dr. Ty, and it's simply because they've come in and they've been in such a bad shape. And within a very short period of time, again, once your body has what it needs, it's going to start reacting and it's going to do what it needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just simply facilitate some of that neurological work by aiding the neurological system to get moving back the way that it's supposed to. Unfortunately, again, like I said, people just don't know this. They don't know how simple it is.
Yeah.
How simple it is to feel better and quickly.
Go ahead, Vince.
Yeah, if I could say just real quick on that, you know, a lot of her clients, she has a variety of people that come through. Me being Latino myself, I know that in the Latin community, they are more familiar. They tend to be more familiar with the type of things she does. I don't know what the limitations are, where people live, that makes them want to go to more natural than medical. All I know is that they are used to it. So a lot of the Latinos come in, they already are looking for the alternatives, and they know that the alternatives are there.
Now, could it be locations? You know, obviously, folks are specific to different types of islands and things of that nature.
Just my opinion. I don't have any facts on this, but my opinion is that I think income has a lot to do with the way that people make decisions on their medical care.
Yeah, yeah.
In many of the Latin American countries, money is limited, and so going to a doctor may be either very inconvenient and costly for the family, or may just be costly because of the whatever cost there may be to get these things. But what I'm finding is that people in general know about the alternatives because it's a part of their culture. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because here our challenge is getting people to let go. You know, when people are roller skating and they hold on to the wall
because
they're too afraid to let go,
mm-hmm.
we want people to let go of the idea that the Western style of medicine is not the only option.
Right,
we
right.
want you to know that there are some phenomenal cases of people turning their health and really getting their lives back just by trying these alternative things. And they didn't know that the things that they're using are right at their local grocery stores.
Absolutely. Well, prior to going on the air, you guys were discussing some of the things that you're doing with respect to film. And we'll get back to some of the specifics about holistic medicine. But talk about two of the films that you guys are currently working on.
Very good. Yes, we're going to be showing on August 3rd and 4th. That's a Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The first film is Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. This is an excellent film about an individual that, just like my story.
Well, it's my story, too.
Just like my story, this man was told by the doctor, you're going to die if you don't get yourself in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did not want to do the medicines and started juicing.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Have mercy. Now, see, now you're bringing up something personal, because I was juicing as well. In fact, in preparation for the show, I went for a 4-mile walk this morning.
Oh,
so I thought I feel a little healthy when I come in and have a conversation. Go ahead, continue.
Oh, yeah. Well, this gentleman, he filmed every day that he was doing it, and he also was traveling. I can't remember the specifics why he was traveling, but he was traveling, and everywhere he was going, he was juicing. Mm-hmm. Out of the back of his car, he would stop, and on a timer, he would say, okay, now it's time to take my juice. He'd stop, pull over on the side of the road, and blend all his stuff together and drink it and get back on the road and keep going. But he was filming this, documenting this. Mm-hmm. And you could not only physically see him making the changes, but now what happened is he was touching people's lives and getting people to start looking into it, too. So it became this coalition of his where he started like a movement for people to start juicing. Now, of course, with Corrective Care Wellness, we encourage taking those kinds of steps. But there's other avenues, too. We know that physical exercise is very important. So we have gotten together with Energy Fitness, and they have worked with us. They see our vision. They know what we're after.
Mm-hmm.
And they're offering discounts for anyone that comes through Corrective Care Wellness to them for membership there. And I've been to that facility, and it's absolutely fantastic for the rates that they charge. You can't even believe what you get out of it. So that's another thing that we're doing. And then there's also a couple of other products that we are using as well that, again, work with the vision of Corrective Care Wellness. And then on Saturday, on August 4th, we will be showing Food Matters. And this is a film a lot of people have seen, and it's even been mentioned on a couple of programs. I know Dr. Oz has mentioned Food Matters in a couple of other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Food Matters will be shown on Saturday, August 4th. The website to go to purchase the tickets is at www.correctivecarewellness.com. And from there, you'll really enjoy the Food Matters film, because this one gets more into the vitamins and the minerals. And there are several doctors in there that actually talk about reversing the effects of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And some very specific cases where they showed that cancer was present. They were treated with vitamin C was something that they mentioned on there, and a couple of other things. And all of a sudden, the cancer was just gone.
Right, right.
So,
okay. Now, why the term corrective care wellness as opposed to holistic medicine or alternative medicine?
Corrective care has been a term that's been evolving
mm-hmm.
over the course of my 16 years of doing this. It had several different names, but when we finally came down to it, corrective care was what we do. That's what we do. We provide corrective care to an individual. If they do it as it's outlined,
mm-hmm.
as we talk about, and understanding that each person is an individual. I mean, if we talk to you about your blood type and you're an O blood type, the next O blood type is not going to be able to do everything exactly the way that you did.
Mm-hmm.
So the work that we do is very individualized. We work with our clients hand in hand. We don't tell them this is what you need to do, that's what you need to do. We explain to them the things that may work for them.
Right.
And then they make the choices as to how they're going to handle themselves. And if they come back to us and they say, well, this worked for me,
mm-hmm.
then we might be able to pass that information on to another O blood type.
Right. So you are supportive of efforts to bolster people's health needs with holistic medicine as well as conventional medicine.
Definitely.
Right. Okay. Now, how do you interpret the almost suspicion or disdain that some folks actually have in the conventional medical field toward alternative medicine? There seems to be some disdain toward this effort.
Well, it's a long history.
Mm-hmm.
Starting back when, I'm not really sure because I don't remember dates very well. But, I mean, starting back with the American Medical Association way back when, the doctors used to go into homes and they treated people with herbs. They treated them with diet. And all of a sudden, you have a lot that comes into it with pharmaceuticals and so on and so forth. And any way you look at it, a lot of it comes down to money.
Yeah.
It comes down to money. And people don't want to say that, but that's where it is. It comes down to money. You spend more money on your drugs. The drug industry makes more money. And it's all legal. And it's a choice.
Right, right. And then there's that marketing strategy.
Exactly. It's perfect.
Because when you look at it, for instance, if I had a headache, and obviously I would reach for a Motrin or a Tylenol, and there's almost an immediate impact. How do you juxtapose the immediate impact from traditional medicine with something from alternative or holistic medicine?
If you reached for some white vinegar and you held a tablespoon of it in your mouth for about 20 seconds and then you swallowed it and drank about probably 16 ounces of water, mm-hmm. your headache would probably go away.
Is it immediate?
It's almost as immediate as Motrin, mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. less of the side effects. headaches, they have to do, and this is, again, where we educate people, is the fact that people don't understand that headaches are not just an entity in and of themselves, something going on in your head. A headache generally goes back to something that's going on in the gut. Mm-hmm. And when you establish what's going on in the gut, you look back at what your diet was the past 2 or 3 days,
right.
then you can figure that the headache is probably coming from your gut, and you do something with the acids in your system.
So something you've eaten 3 days ago could actually impact you
definitely.
Days later?
Definitely.
Wow. Wow. And you're not a doctor?
No. No, but you know what? This is simple. This is simple science.
Yeah.
It's simple physiology and anatomy. Mm-hmm. And if people take the time out to understand how their bodies work, a lot of what I do, they can do by themselves.
With so many people spending a number of years obtaining their medical degrees and really invested in conventional medicine, what makes holistic medicine a lucrative alternative? Or what can make it a lucrative alternative?
Well, I mean, you've got the Democratic convention coming here. Maybe you should speak with them about that and talk to them about the skyrocketing costs of health care and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get into that discussion with you because that would be a whole nother hour.
Right, right.
But, it just makes sense.
Vince, talk a little bit about some of the products that are available that's on the market that would have an immediate impact on individuals. Because, again, I would love to get away from the my blood pressure pills. I just would love to get rid of it. But I don't know those alternatives. Talk a little bit about some of the products that will enable me to deal with that issue.
Well, you know, that's the thing. A lot of the products that are available are stuff that you already do know about. You just don't know what they do, and mm-hmm. you're not taking them in the volumes and quantities that you need.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have found, Ms. Spencer and I have found so far with dealing with clients, is that the trace minerals is something that is a little more uncommon, mm-hmm. and something that people really need to be educated on. So, one of the sources, we have several products that we use. One of them is longevity.com. I don't know if you've ever heard of longevity, but that is founded by Dr. Wallach. And we have personally had conversations with him and have been able to get some direction and advice on getting those trace minerals and using them, utilizing them in the proper volumes.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be surprised at how common the things that you're talking about are right at your store and you just need to get. But we also like to use these products.
Right, right. Is there, when you look at where we are with respect to educating people about holistic medicine, what impact will it have on our colleges and universities? I know that there are some schools that are offering coursework in it, but I'm more interested in it becoming a major, major educational effort in this country.
It's been recent that they have started to take it more seriously, wherein mm-hmm. it's being mainstreamed into the college pieces of education. Before, if you wanted to be a naturopath, you had to go to a completely separate mm-hmm. college mm-hmm. that, you know, you couldn't take any courses in the mainstream college that would provide that education for you. So it's wonderful that there's a move in that direction so that people do realize that they can do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, there are going to be people that are happy with what they're doing and they're going to stay there, and that's fine. But again, we're looking at the need for change because economically it's a huge strain.
Yeah.
It's a huge strain globally. It's not just within this country.
Right. Vince, you want to go ahead?
And we know recently the president has recently talked about people looking for alternatives. He's trying to induce a movement himself about getting people to not have to go to the medical facilities. It's costing too much money, as they always complain about. And so, by his own words, he's trying to get people to also look at alternatives. And, of course, due to politics, he has to be careful what he says and how he puts it.
If it doesn't come from John Boehner, it's not. I don't want to get into politics.
But we hear it loud and clear. Yeah. You know, those of us who are in the industry, we knew what he was saying. And, and that's why we think we will be able to get the support now, even from politicians in our community. And that's what we're really trying to target, politicians. If there are any politicians out there listening to this show, you know, we'd love to hear from you because.
But, well, let me interrupt because I do think what's important for politicians to understand that there are actual stories out there. Talk a little bit about some of the benefits that you've seen from some of the people that you know that benefited from the holistic medicine that you're providing or the alternative treatments that you're providing.
Well, that would definitely be Ty's space there, but there are a few that I've met, a few of her clients that I've met that are of varying ages, varying circumstances, that I think it would be good for you to talk about.
Well, one in particular that comes to mind right off the top is a 12-year-old who was over 200 pounds. And that's a sad circumstance because obesity is one of the big crimes against humankind right now in our communities. Children are not being fed well, and even if they eat healthy food, the foods that we are consuming nowadays are so defunct of nutrients that you could feed a child well and have them still be malnourished. So that's one of the things that that particular person comes to mind. We're happy to say that we've been working with her for about a month, and she's already losing inches and inflammation in her body, because inflammation, too, is another thing that leads to disease and dysfunction within the neurological system as well as the organs. And so that's a really powerful statement to what it is that we're doing right now.
Is there an effort on your part? Because one of the things that you mentioned in terms of the food that we're eating, it is cheaper. You know, you can walk into a grocery store and you're buying processed meats and processed foods, and it's so cheap. But unfortunately, the health benefits of vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables, it's more expensive. Why? What's going on with that? Why is that the case?
I don't know why that's the case.
Is that a political issue?
That's the case you need to bring up with the establishment. It makes no sense to me why when we have farms here state that grow food, why our food should be so expensive when it's not coming from long distances. It doesn't have to go through the processing that everything else does, so it doesn't pass through so many hands that you have to pay these people. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make a bit of sense to me why our fresh food is not cheaper.
And Mrs. Obama has been lambasted by her political rivals about promoting fresh fruits and vegetables and healthy eating. And I think that should be the mantra of any politician. I mean, particularly if the costs for conventional medicine is so high, you would think promoting these kinds of better eating would be something that they would be advocating.
Come stand on the soapbox with us.
Yeah, and that's the problem here is, again, it goes full circle, the subject of the money. Whenever money's involved, corruption is involved. I mean, you may not want to hear me call it corruption, but bottom line is that's what's happening. Is it's taking advantage of the people, and the marketing spends millions, billions, just to get people to want to grab your McDonald's, go and grab your hamburgers, go and grab your tacos.
We have just about a couple of minutes left.
Well, I just wanted to say quickly our second movie, which is
Food Matters.
Mm-hmm. They touch on that very much, the political aspects of the food market and so on and so forth. So people should be very interested in seeing that.
Do you see a day where holistic and holistic medicine would be wholly embraced by hospitals? One day that hospitals and universities will be built specifically for holistic medicine?
One of my favorite songs was by John Lennon. Imagine. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Any other thoughts about it while we close out the show?
Well, there have been some attempts at trying to introduce maybe alternative medicine in the hospitals. I know that for a fact. My mother had been seeing a doctor for a long time, and I inquired on her behalf if there is alternatives, and they told us there is, and I can't remember the name of the program, but they do have one. And it was interesting because when we got to go to that appointment, they still were telling her that she needed to stay on her medication. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe they're pointing their feet in the right direction, but I don't feel that they've taken a step in that right direction, but it's a start. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think with Harvard and Yale and Johns Hopkins offering at least coursework, that one day it will emerge into major studies and people will have major degrees in this field. I think that would be a wonderful thing.
Would be.
Absolutely. Is there a website folks can reach you?
Yes, anybody who's interested in looking into what we do and following and supporting us, you can also donate there at www.correctivecarewellness.com. I know it's a long name, but it's all there, correctivecarewellness.com. And just one more thing again, on the films that we're showing, that will again be Friday, August 3rd, and Saturday, August 4th, at the Energy Fitness that's located on Sardis and Independence. And you will find that kind of tucked away between the Burlington Coat Factory building and the Value City.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning to talk about this very, very important issue. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. I want to again thank my guests, Vince Feliciano and Ty Kim Spencer, for providing very important and, in my judgment, profoundly critical information about holistic medicine and corrective care wellness. It behooves us all to learn as much as we can about these alternative approaches to medicine to benefit our health needs. I strongly urge you to log on to their website, www.correctivecarewellness.com. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some very insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.